Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
Podcast. If you have ever let your first cousin suck your dick and you think it's okay, get the fuck out. I'm your host, Tanner.
I'm your boy, Candy Andy.
This is Kai Meacher. What a first intro from Tanner. Hell yeah, dude.
What? I'm the OG raver, Crystal.
Whatever.
So we're not going to say any names.
No, we're not.
He said, Kai Meacher. Yeah.
So oh, was this a serious thing?
Yes. So we're not going to say any names.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we're not going to say names, but yes.
Unless you want to say the name.
You sucked your cousin's dick?
No. So this guy I work with, right? Okay. This guy I work with, I know his uncle. Like, I don't know his uncle, but his uncle.
Leave it at that. Okay. You're going
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I was like, oh, hey, blah, 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 your uncle, is he still doing this and that? And he goes, yeah, and he's like, you know, so and so, which is it's his cousin, it's his uncle's kid. I go, yeah, I went to school with her, and he goes, she sucked my dick, and I said,
what?
I said, what? Yeah, she's my cousin. She sucked my dick, and I said, first cousin? Yeah. He said, it was awesome.
What the fuck and, is happening?
And it was more than one time.
Yeah,
excuse multiple
me?
Times.
Often. Yeah, hold on.
So he was trying to justify it and like make it seem like it was okay, and
how?
He was like saying
how?
All these.
But
he was
how?
Like,
how?
He explain. Was like, oh, I was like 12, and she was like da da da.
He told me he was like she was 14. He was like fucking like I don't know. 16 or something like that.
No. Well, he told me 12 at one point, but
he
either,
was 12. That
no.
sounds like rape to me.
No. Either way,
child molester.
He said he threw a 12 out there, but either way, he was trying to justify that it was okay that
maybe
it happened.
Maybe he was trying to say
did
he had a 12
they
inch
were cousins?
Dick. Yo, but he
yeah.
doesn't.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that is some gross ass shit.
I know.
That's fucked up. Yeah,
like what's, they see each other at Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas.
Are
yada yada.
What's messed up
me?
Though is like, I,
like dude, I sucked your dick. Hey, here's my kids.
Yeah.
Let's go Easter egg hunting. Like, let's let our kids socialize with each other. Oh,
let like me get that, some more than eggs.
It was weird
that
because like I knew this girl like in school. Like we weren't like friends or anything, but like I used to sit at like the same table with her in one of my classes, and she was really cool and just a normal like average person.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, that's
nah,
fucked up, dude.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Why would you be okay with that? Like.
Well,
no. What the fuck?
Who said to be that? That's okay.
Not the law.
It was definitely a.
Well, I don't think there's a law.
Weird start to my fucking day.
He told me. He told me. Said, "Don't tell anybody." And I was like, "I'm not going to." And then Tanner walks in the next day. Hey, guess what happened? I told him about it. And then another guy we're working with. He's like, "Hey, guess what? My cousin sucked my dick." And I was like, "Dude, I said you realize this is going to be an issue, right?" I said, "Does your dad know?" No. I said,
well,
does her
gonna.
Dad know? No, I said, they're going to fucking find out now.
That is yeah. so fucking
and he
gross.
Said, he said, you guys should just anonymously talk about it on your podcast. And I said, all right.
Deal.
You asked for it.
That is,
so
that
here we are.
Is, okay. That's listen, pal. Listen to me. That is fucked up. And that is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
And I need you to go tell your dad. And then I need you to go tell your uncle. And then I need you to go tell this person's husband or partner. And then I need you to go tell your partner. And then let's see what happens afterwards.
Because
now you're going to be on your own. Your cousin's
they're like
gonna,
in their 40s.
That is, no, that's nuts.
Have they done it since teenage years?
Don't know.
No. This dude's older. He's older than
Garen
us.
Fucking yeah. Teed. Garen fucking Teed. If they were doing it when they were kids, they're fucking doing it now.
I kind of
they're like, hey. You want to go into the bathroom and go, like, for old time's sake?
Not,
you
I'm
know,
not,
like,
I don't want to.
Thanksgiving, that's fucked up.
I don't want to, like, you know, say anything. Hang on. I just don't want to say anything. Like, I don't want to, like, accuse him of anything. But I feel like he probably took advantage of the situation, and she probably like regrets it, I would imagine. But maybe
it multiple times.
No, so if it's multiple times, there's no regret.
Here's my other thing on it too. Like when he told you, I was like, oh, don't tell nobody. And then as soon as I walk in, he tells me, then tells so-and-so.
No, that's
it's like, dude,
up.
That's going to go through our company like fucking wildfire. No, I hope he realizes that.
No, you're doing this to fucking stroke your ego. Cause
no,
she
still doesn't have an ego.
No, because she hasn't sucked your dick in a while. So now you need to do this.
Can we back up for a second, though?
That's crazy.
What even brought this up? Like, what dude? What possessed him to say this?
I was talking about his uncle. I was hey, is this guy still doing this? And he just like, because I never work with this guy. This is the first time I work with him in like probably 6 months. Yeah.
Wow.
And he's just like, I don't know if he's trying to impress me, but I said, that's fucked up, man.
Dude,
that's not good. That's not cool.
That's not fun. That's I was like, not I'm cute. Not impressed. That's so fucking
funny. I wasn't even at that site 5 minutes and he fucking told me. And like,
even if this was like your third cousin,
it's not okay.
I think that like legally is acceptable. I mean, I don't know.
It's morally unacceptable.
Right.
Who the fuck cares about legality?
I understand that. I get that. But I'm just saying, if the law says that at this point, you're so far removed that you will not get somebody's fucking genes, that's fine.
I was like loading stuff up, and this was like an hour after, or so maybe give or take.
But even I don't think it's fine. Wrangler. I don't think it's fucking fine.
It's not okay. But I'm like sitting there like loading stuff up, and he's like talking to me, and I was like, I looked at him at one point and was like, dude, I don't want to have a conversation with you. I was like, I can't even fucking look at you right now. And he was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, I could puke right now just thinking about this.
Tanner's
like, this is not okay.
Tanner's always on the verge of beating this guy's ass. Like, every time you see him. Like,
that is so funny.
No, I asked him, I was like, hey, so-and-so, I said, you have any sex with any of your other family members? He goes, no, but there's another cousin I really like. She's pretty hot. He said, I wish I would have had sex with her.
What?
He said this is like a second cousin, but still, dude.
It doesn't fucking matter.
You what? He said she was pretty hot and I wish I could have had sex with her. That's fucked up.
He told me too. Like the day he told me that, like we're getting ready to leave, and he was like, well, I think I'm going to have the wife give me a blowjob and I'm going to think about the cousin.
Dude, he said that today.
Dude, that's so goddamn gross.
He said that. He said that today.
What
I witnessed that,
dude. Oh, that is insane.
I feel sorry for his uncle and for his dad because his dad was, if he found out, he'd probably beat his ass.
Dude, he's probably gonna fucking kill him.
I'm telling you right now, like, if I ever seen this dude on the streets, I'm like, you're fucked up.
That is wild.
That's it. I'm done. Like, I can't even fucking look at you. I'm gonna tell you,
man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he does.
Fucking way.
Yeah, he does.
Crazy.
Fuck off. All right.
So does he want like some kids that just only talk and barks and shit like the one family?
Probably.
What's fucked up, dude, is this dude was like, when I was in, shit, I think it was like middle school, right? Mm-hmm. Like all the popular girls in my grade, like, you know, all the preppy ones, you know, we all had those.
Yeah.
They were all hanging out with this dude because they were like 14, he was like 17, and he's like banging all of them. And I'm like, what in
that's
fuck?
Fucked up.
That's so crazy.
You're nasty. You heard it here, folks. You're fucking sick. You are disgusting.
What's funny, though, is like,
I'm not even kidding. That's
I remember going
fucked up.
There was a guy in our school that accidentally dated his cousin, and they made out. And so, like, we all made fun of him hard. But they didn't realize that they were cousins until they showed up at like a family reunion or something.
Yeah.
And it was like after they broke up and did all this shit. And then they found out that they were cousins.
I was calling this dude cousin fucker all day.
Listen. So I heard something recently. Sorry, that was my phone. I heard something recently about a brother and sister. They did not know that they were brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because their dad, I think, was like a sperm donor or something like that.
Oh.
And so they ended up getting married.
Wow.
They got married. They didn't have any kids.
What are the chances of that?
But they did like 23andMe or something like that, and they found out that they were brother and sister.
That is.
And they had been married for a little bit.
That is crazy.
Is that not wild?
Are you sure they didn't have like kids that had hooves for fucking feet.
They didn't have kids. They didn't have kids. Did you not listen to that?
I heard that, but like maybe they hit them.
Would you judge somebody on that though?
It was not their fault.
If they had no fucking clue. Right. If they had no fucking clue, absolutely
what's
not.
What's the fucking chances though?
It has to be one in a billion.
You met your sister or brother at some place where you could have been on the other side of the continent.
Yeah.
And somehow you guys ended up together.
Well, let me tell you something. There is like a documentary that came out on Netflix a couple of years
back.
It's
called Oops, I Fucked My Brother.
Yeah, basically. But there was a doctor who was like an infertility.
The guy that has a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah.
No, I remember that.
From Indiana.
Yeah.
Fucked
Rachel
up.
Watched that shit.
Yeah, I watched it. And I was like, I had heard about it. And so then they came out with the documentary and I was like, I got to fucking watch this shit. I got to put names and faces to people and I got to see this all roll out.
Yeah, because he had like 40 something kids, right?
No.
No, it was more than that?
It was a fuck ton.
Holy shit, dude.
It was like hundreds.
Wow.
He went to prison.
What a baller.
Because
he didn't
up.
Get a fuck any of them.
Nah.
What a baller, though.
But it doesn't matter. Like, why would you do that? Why would you say, okay, I'm putting my eggs here and I need my babies. I need to make a baby.
Do you think he was Mormon?
Nah. Nah, he's not Mormon. There's no way.
So, how was your guys' week?
Well, I didn't fuck my cousin.
Same. I didn't fuck my cousin either.
I'm just saying. Let's go back to that for a second. So here's the thing. I think it's appropriate for you to say like, oh,
fuck your cousin.
My cousin is cute or like handsome.
No,
just like in a general sense, sounds like saying, sus. My cousin. No, you don't think so?
I don't think I could, no.
You can't say like, oh yeah, my cousin, she's pretty.
Nah.
I've
said that.
You know
like,
what I mean? Just like
I'd
in
even
a
like
kind,
saying that about my mom.
In a kind, endearing way. Like it's nothing sexual by any means. Like you're just saying it as like a nice,
I'm the oldest on one side of my family. So when I seen them all in their prom dresses, like they're all like,
oh yeah, like
two,
oh,
four,
you
six.
Look,
I was like, you look really, I was like, you look great. You look really pretty. Like,
yeah.
So yeah.
Just like in an endearing way.
But it didn't mean I wanted him to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Better keep old what's his face out of there.
That's what I'm saying. Like you don't mean anything sexual by it. Like you can say that in a kind way and not mean anything sexual by it.
No, I get
what you're
saying.
But like to say that somebody like, oh, she's hot. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It is.
Okay, all right, sorry. I had to finish that.
No, it's all good.
All right, so speaking of incest, Kyle, what did we watch? Is that the perfect segment?
Yeah, I thought it was actually a pretty good leeway. We watched a movie called The Loved Ones.
Yeah.
Which is a great fucking movie.
This was the first time I watched it. It was pretty good.
Yeah. So, you know what's wild about this movie is that, like, I had a friend that was like, hey, this movie just came out. We need to watch it. And so I was like, all right, cool, let's fucking do it. And we went to Family Video and rented that
shit. Oh, hell yeah.
And for whatever reason, this movie does not get any love, and it's so fucking good.
It's actually a really good movie. Yeah. I thought it was really good.
It's awesome.
I think it was kind of bullshit that they rated it what they rated it. I think it was like 6.5 or something IMDb or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I think that it definitely deserved a lot more.
Oh, yeah. And especially at this time period when these movies are coming out, like, this is a perfect,
what
great
year come out?
Movie.
2009, actually.
No.
Technically. It filmed in 2009, yes. And then it came out in 2012.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't. It's weird because it doesn't seem like it's that old. It seems like something that could come out now is like...
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like
it's a 12-year-old movie, which is crazy.
It doesn't... It just
it
seems,
didn't seem it, like it.
Yeah, it doesn't have that same, like... vibe to it. It's like ahead of its time as far as like how everything's done, you know.
I do want to point out how ironic it is that Disturbia started out with their dad dying in a car crash.
Oh,
and
God,
then this movie started out with that guy's dad dying in a car crash.
Shit, my pick's got a guy dying in a car
crash.
That
is shit. That's some shit.
But
it's
it
was a good movie. I really enjoyed it from start to finish, honestly. Yeah.
This director also made a movie called Devil's Candy, which is awesome. It's about
another Australian?
No.
Flick?
I don't think so. I don't know. But it has Ethan Embry in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a painter, and he's like seeing all these visions that this girl's like in hell and shit. And it's actually really good.
Okay.
It did this really cool ass, like the ending scene of that is really cool. But No, the loved ones is just, I don't understand how this isn't on more people's radar. Like, yeah. This is, like, in the same, like, boat as, like, taking a Deborah Logan and, like, Lovely Molly, like, and Grave Encounters. You. Like, yeah, because, like, A, I guess they all kind of came out around the same time, but also, like, this movie's just awesome. Like, the acting's great. The gore is great. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack cracks me up. Like,
yeah.
It's just really cool.
I liked the acting in it. I thought it was really good. I did not like the taking of Deborah Logan.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of that.
That's understandable.
The ending was badass, though, dude.
Yeah, the ending was like where it was at.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
But I get it, because, like, it's found footage and all that stuff. Yeah. But this is, like, I'm just saying in a sense that, like, Loved Ones just deserves more recognition.
Yeah, because, like, I think it's a better made movie than taking of Deborah Logan, in my opinion.
It's kind of weird because you could tell, like, it's a low-budget film. Like, it was only shot in two places.
Yeah.
Mm. This movie, though, like, you know, upon rewatching it I think it was, like, my fourth time watching it, that, like, the whole, like, goth girl and guy just getting blown in the car and shit, like, that whole scene, those scenes are so fucking pointless.
Dude, that's exactly what I was going to say.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest gripe I could have on this film. Like, there is zero reason for that.
Yeah, there's, like, I don't know. I feel like that the whole involvement with his dad. I mean, I know it's kind of necessary to set some things up, but like that, like even his like the romance with his girlfriend.
Right.
They kind of save that because she comes back at the end. But I'm just like, I had to stop for a second. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I walked out of the room for like a minute and came back and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Because I remember you showed me a clip and I was like, when's this guy gonna get kidnapped by his prom date? Like,
yeah, I showed you a clip of this.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, I agree. That's the main thing that was kind of like, this is just
I think it just needed. Like kind of break it up so it's just not. I bet they were like writing this movie and they're like, fuck, I'm at 30 pages. How can I prolong this? And they're like, well, let's make this goth girl be the policeman's daughter and shit like that. Like, but then at the same time, like the policeman dies and there's no like any like resolve for that. So like what's it fucking matter?
What I kept thinking when I was watching it and all that was happening, I thought they were building up for like a crazy ass plot twist.
Which would be.
So
yeah.
I don't know. So the scene where the crazy dad walks out and then it shows someone knocking on the car window.
Uh-huh.
That got me, by the way.
I thought that kid that was driving the car, obviously, was like a brother. Because she showed that picture of her and like a younger kid next to her. So I thought that was going to be her brother. And then the girl that he had in the car was going to get tortured and fucked up the same way. But the dad being the cop looking for the boy already was going to stumble upon the daughter going through the same shit as the kid he was looking for. Like I was expecting something like that to happen and it never did. And I was like, fuck.
Well, the goth girl and her dad, you know, the guy that caused the car crash when they were driving and he was all bloody and shit, that was their family member.
Yeah, it was weird because
I didn't know that.
I didn't catch on to that.
She was all horned up and she was just like, then she comes home and she's sad and she's like, when are you going to find him? When are you going to bring him home? And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was a left fucking field.
Tell me.
Was he the one that got away then? Is that what they were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't pick up on that.
They don't ever bring it. Like, he's never, like, brought back up, though.
No. Right?
Yeah, he is.
He wasn't really. He wasn't really a thing the whole movie, I didn't feel like. Well,
so in the beginning, where the guy
is walking, that's what caused the crash.
That's what caused the crash. But then, like, he has this flashback, and he goes back because he sees the picture when she's showing the pictures.
Yeah.
So he has that flashback and he's like, oh no, I see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where he gets brought back.
I didn't know that was her brother the whole time.
Well, then there's a picture later on that they showed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I seen the picture of when it was like him and her and they were both younger. I just never picked up or like put it together that was the brother that caused the crash that killed old boy's dad and then he got tortured. It never clicked for me. So I was expecting the brother being the guy hooking up with the goth chick.
Oh.
Gotcha. I thought the goth chick was going to get captured by them all, him being the brother, And then the cop dad was going to find him at the same time and be like, what the fuck?
Right.
I'm still really lost, Tanner.
I kind of understand what he's talking about, but
I'm trying really hard.
I mean, this is what his brain was coming up with.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
so, like,
fine.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I think that's
no,
great,
I was expecting a plot twist off that. So I was like piecing, that was my thought process of what was going to happen, but
it
never did.
Oh, you thought
did.
It was going to scare. And
maybe that's what they were trying to like.
Build up towards.
Yeah,
or
but I think Kyle and I were too concerned. We're like, what? This is useless. Why is this fucking?
No, yeah, so it was. But yeah, sorry.
Where was the? Where did the two come to play? Like the girlfriend and then the cop dad. Like, how did she like go to his house and be like, "Hey, go find my boyfriend"? Or did he just get called? Or like, how did he get?
She.
I guess I missed
what
that.
What are you talking about?
The girlfriend.
Yeah, the goth girl or
no,
the
other
girl. Okay, so
how did she get in touch with the cop dad and said, hey, go catch him?
I think the mom got a hold of him and he said if they needed anything to call him.
Oh,
so I think the girlfriend was like, oh, I'm gonna call him now.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
And don't forget that she like went to their house and found that letter that he wrote her.
Yeah.
Saying I love you.
Yeah. It was like a call.
And that's what made her go.
Oh, gotcha.
And then it started clicking like who took him.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It was
gotcha.
Who she thought.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of confusing shit in this, but
I don't think it's confusing.
It's not. I just missed that part.
I mean,
is what I was saying.
No, it's not. It's not confusing, but it's like, well, no, I guess it kind of is. The extra filler makes the movie a little confusing if you, you know, but like, honestly, I don't think. It's so minor. I don't think it takes away from the movie itself.
No,
because you
all.
Can just be like, "Huh, that's kind of goofy," you know. Yeah.
I didn't think so, but what I was telling you guys is what started going on in my head when everything was like going down. So I was like, and then it didn't happen. I was like, "Well, what the fuck was the point of all that shit?"
Yeah.
Honestly, I saw the disco ball in the living room, and I said, "Sold."
That was fucking cool, dude.
That
sold.
Was cool.
That was badass.
Yeah.
Sold.
Usually,
then when he shot it and it blew up, that was fucking cool too.
Yeah.
I was so stoked about that. I was like, "Dude, that was badass."
Yeah. The camera work in this is really fucking.
Yeah,
good.
That's
it was really
there's
good.
Some awesome angles in this fucking
movie.
Yeah.
Very Texas Chainsaw reminiscent.
Yeah.
Like where they're at the table. I love her lean in, which is very hitchhiker lean in.
Yeah.
But that dad just played the perfect.
Yes,
dude. He was so creepy.
Yeah.
That movie is very, it's very uncomfortable, but it's not uncomfortable.
The side part is what fucking got me. That deep ass side part got me.
It's not uncomfortable in like a,
dad.
In like a Rob Zombie way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rob Zombie makes stuff uncomfortable like in that way, but this wasn't like that. It was like similar, but it was like, I don't know.
Right. Well, that dad, like those vibes is kind of like what I was going for my own movie with Claudius.
Dude, we talked about that.
You know
that.
What I mean?
I
we
literally
could tell.
Told Anthony, I said, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it you pulled it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. I don't know. There's just so many cool fuck. I love. Oh man, I wince every time when they get those fucking knives and stab them in the foot and nail them to the ground.
Yes. Cry.
I literally was like, this kid is a fucking badass. Like
one
bitch.
One thing I didn't like though was like. When they drilled into a skull, I was like, that's kind of too far because I don't know if he's going to be able to recover from that.
Right.
I know they just clipped his skull. They didn't get into the brain. But, dude, that's going to cause some fucking damage.
You know,
dude.
It made me think, though, like, can your brain handle, like, air? You know, like, do you start going brain dead if, like, I assume not. I don't know. I didn't
look this
up. But
they do surgery like that, but I think they probably cap you off pretty quick afterwards.
I would assume so. Because,
but I mean, your skin's probably going to close that bitch up pretty quick, too.
Right,
though.
Right.
But maybe not.
I don't know. Honestly, I've cut my fingers.
I mean, it was smoking. They were going through it so much, it was smoking. I was what
and
the
noises
fuck?
Of it going clunk, clunk,
yeah.
And it's breaking into that shit, dude. Ugh.
Yeah,
that was intense.
That drill bit would have made a pretty big hole, though, dude.
There was a couple times.
Dude, it was like a three quarter.
Yeah, there was a couple times where I winced.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, I did
It was
too.
Like the foot, like that shit.
Yeah.
That
then
got
throwing
me.
The salt on him, on all the wounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he was like,
I hate needles.
He just kept trying to scream, and like he just couldn't scream.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was
just
like,
that needle part in his neck. Dude.
Yes, I fucking hate that. I hate
that.
Needles.
Oh, I didn't really care so much for that. It didn't bother
that
me.
Bothers me a lot. I hate that shit. So when I seen that happen, because like, you know, like when you have to get a shot or something and they're like pushing it in, you feel that pressure.
Yeah.
And
I don't care.
I'm cringing just thinking about it. But when that happened and he was like, like scream the way he did, I was like, oh, I feel that fucking pain so much right now. That was one scene that I was like, fuck this.
How about?
Honestly, I like, it doesn't bother me so much because I really love that part in Evil Dead, the remake, when they did the needle in the eye. That's probably one of my favorite scenes from that movie. Well, one of them.
That's one thing. Because it was
Just perfect.
Yep.
And like the way that the camera, it's all just very, very perfect. And yeah, I think they did a really great job.
How about whenever she fucking downed that thing, that glass of milk, and made him fucking piss
in it? Oh my God. Man. And then the fucking milk, like just strings, the milk strings in her mouth. I was like,
I hated that.
That was so cool, man. Yeah, I bet like that camera guy was like, yes. Because you can't really tell somebody like, hey, try to make that stringy shit in your mouth.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure she just kind of did it.
It just happened that moment.
That was so cool.
She went from like, oh, she's a sweet girl to like, she's a nasty bitch.
Yeah. She's like the girl that you go to school with that's all about horses and like goes to church and shit. And then you just find out this crazy ass backstory about her. Yeah,
she's got a fucking torture chamber down in her basement.
And wants to fuck her dad.
Yeah. That is fucked up.
It's like that guy we work with, dude. Yeah. Love this movie. No, I didn't think, like, when it was first set up, I was like, she's just in love with him and she's going to, like, you know, they're just capturing him so she can just fall in love with him. It's like, no, they're planning on fucking making him brain dead and throwing him down that fucking hole.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so, like, the thing on that, too, that kind of threw me out was, like, it was cool how they were doing it and like what they were trying for, but like, was having that hole, like letting air get into the skull, like kind of what you were talking about, and then pouring hot water in it, like what the fuck did that just make him mush and turn him into a zombie?
It's like a lobotomy.
No, I know, but like, I don't know, it that shit threw me for a loop too, because
go ahead.
I was just like trying to wrap my head around it all. I'm like,
no pun intended.
Your brain tissue is like very, it's very delicate.
It wouldn't make you, it wouldn't make you feral like that though.
No,
it would just make you... I'm thinking. Cause like, that's what I'm like trying to wrap my head around. Cause like when that one guy who was it? The dad that got pushed in the hole and then they started eating him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause they were hungry. Well, starving.
I know, but like, even when they looked, I don't know, that whole fucking,
have air down there? Cause I know it gets really hot in Australia.
I don't know. You see how deep that fucking hole was?
Yeah.
So they, deep as fuck.
But Jeffrey Dahmer used to really do that shit to people. He would drill a hole in their head and he put chemicals in their brain. And most of the time it'd kill them, but sometimes it'd make you where you're just like... you're alive, but you're not alive. You're just there.
Crazy. After we're done with this, why don't we look up like lobotomies?
I mean...
What about it?
Just showing Tanner.
Oh.
How that works.
No, I know how that works. Like, I get that shit. It was just like... When I was seeing it, when they first did it, I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And then, like, obviously he was still, like, alive. And I'm like, how the fuck is he not dead? Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point where they were like, oh, we're going to pour fucking boiling water down here. I'm like, what the fuck is – how is he not dead in the first place? And now what the fuck's going on?
I love that.
And then I see the zombie thing, and I'm like, I just – I don't know. Just,
this kid would have passed the fuck out.
He would have, there's no
loss
fucking...
of blood and the amount of pain. Yeah. Like, he would have fucking passed out.
Yes, so that's kind of what I was trying to...
I cut my finger.
That's just kind of what was, like, stumped me.
But do you think, like, your adrenaline and your, like, survivalism...
I doubt it.
No,
That's so much
That's
pain.
Exactly what happens, is, like, you just get this surge of adrenaline. Yeah. But what happens is, like, you do end up passing out, and... I think he did pass out at some point and then like comes back too, because like your adrenaline just comes over you. Have you ever cut yourself like really, really deep?
I almost cut my finger off.
Yeah.
And I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah. It's wild. It's a wild experience.
Well, I had to like drive and I found out Med Express wasn't open. So I was freaking out and it was like 8 o'clock in the morning and I was like, where the fuck do I go? I have no idea where to go.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
I'm not going to the hospital. And so, like, I ended up going to the place that's over there by, well, I did it at work, so it wouldn't charge me anything.
Mm.
But, so I found this place, but, like, I was, like, freaking out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, I can't call nobody. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm driving with this big-ass, like, wrapped-up paper towel around my finger. Yeah. I was so scared.
That's crazy.
But.
Did you get it figured out?
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you have to get stitches?
He's still bleeding.
No?
No.
Really? So, what'd they do?
They, they just wrapped it up. I guess I wasn't like it was like the tip of my finger was hanging off.
Really?
So not like to my knuckle. It didn't hit my bone. So okay. I got real close, but it cut like a quarter of my nail with the skin. And it was just hanging on, dude. Yikes. I remember just grabbing it as I was running out of water. I said, fuck, I'm going to need stitches. And then they did like all this x-ray shit and stuff. But yeah, it was wild.
That's wild. Jeez. Well, I'm glad your finger's okay. Into that,
but.
Yeah. No, it that shit hurts.
Yeah.
You get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Panic.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Straight up. The chest thing, like what was on her? It was her initials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a little heart with her initials on it. That was cute.
Fuck, that would have hurt so bad though. She carved him with a fucking fork.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really surprised. I think what would have like even like set this bar a little higher on this movie is like if she did end up like trying to fuck him.
Yeah, well, you know she kind of I mean? Did.
Like, had her dad watch and like film it and then like try to fuck him. Like, well, I think that would have just been like
she kind of did
when she. Oh yeah, because she went down there to kiss it or whatever.
Yeah, she was like, oh. What'd she say? Oh, he's crying.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. And like, yelling at him to pee. Oh, and, like, be like, 10.
Yeah.
Not, you know, like, and to count down.
Because they're about to slice that bitch off.
Yeah.
I would have been trying to piss so hard, I would have shit my fucking self. I swear to God, I would have shit all over myself trying to piss.
I'm still really impressed that he was able to get out of the hole by just stacking, like, four bodies.
Yeah.
And a couple bones.
This I'm like, what dude the fuck? Is fucking
because
ruthless.
Before he did that, it was like, it looked like it was, like, 15 feet up. And then he's, like, climbing up the bodies. I'm like, damn, that fucking hole shrunk, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how big were these fucking scrawny-ass bodies?
Also, why do cops do this? Why do you go somewhere without telling anybody?
Right. I
like,
don't know.
Why the fuck do you be doing that?
I love seeing him get his head fucking cut.
Like, that was so sad.
That was like,
fucking falls,
I didn't
dude.
Expect that, yeah.
That was awesome.
That had
but you
the,
know
that,
that
was
motherfucker had
kill.
A cell phone. You know he had to have a cell phone.
No, did you see the phones they were using in that movie? I think it was like... I don't think they were on cell phones at all. I didn't see a cell phone. I was just seeing like the old cord phones.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the ringer one. Like it was like push buttons, but like I didn't see a cell phone the entire movie. Oh wait, yeah, I did. Never mind.
I was just gonna
say.
My
bad. Because that dude when he fucking chloroformed him, he threw his phone off the cliff.
Yeah.
So sorry, my bad.
He did have
they had Jukes.
Yeah, they
hell
did.
Yeah, dude, you slapped.
Why did he shoot off all the bullets real fast?
I don't know. Why did you do that?
Knowing damn well you only got six shots, motherfucker.
Also, that's a wooden floor. He could have just been like, "I'm gonna take some aim at the floor. Maybe she's hiding underneath here." But
you know, he there probably was more ammo in the guy's pocket. You know what I'm saying?
I thought about that too.
I don't know.
I was like, that cop, you can't just go in with six bullets thinking you're going to solve the problem.
Cops don't carry
fucking blood.
They don't carry revolvers, dude. They have like fucking 9mm.
I mean, he had to have had some like in his front pocket, a couple in his side pocket.
Couple in his ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, like, this is Australia. And so they're like.
They're not even supposed to have guns.
Yeah, they do.
I'm pretty sure.
That's Europe.
I thought it was Australia, too. I thought guns were, like, banned over there for some reason.
I don't know, man.
Even though they make Glock.
That shit.
Just saying.
I feel like that answers
your
question.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm a little pissed off we didn't see a kangaroo, though.
Yeah.
You know how
or a camel.
I don't know. To me, like...
I meant a camel spider. Sorry.
This movie doesn't really, like, feel like it's in Australia.
No, it doesn't.
I think
it
they
didn't.
Were just kind of making, like, an American... high school-esque movie.
Some of the some of the accents were like kind of like just English.
Yeah.
And I didn't like catch any Australian. And then some of them were talking. I'm like, where the fuck were you at?
Right.
No, I definitely caught the Australian.
No, I did too. But like there was like English accents too. So I was like, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know
either.
Well, Australia, like that's where... The people in Australia were from England. They were prisoners.
I'm saying like U.S. English accent.
USA.
Oh.
Yeah,
USA.
I didn't like catch any like.
What?
I caught accents of Australian, but then I like the guy that was in the chair that had the heart carved on his chest. Like, I didn't catch any Australian accent from him. He sounded like he was like from Ohio or Iowa or something.
Ohio or Iowa?
I don't fucking know. He sounded like he kind of sounded.
What do the people in Ohio sound like?
idiots. Hey, mate. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, hey, man, you want to go over here and kiss my cousin on the mouth, man, and go ahead and get some cornbread, mate?
What about Iowa?
I don't know.
The Slipknot album?
They're just like fucking hicks. I don't know. Damn.
What?
You I don't fucking so? Know. Yeah, I'm not
Is
gonna...
it just because they have potatoes in Iowa?
Yeah. I was about to say I was
potato
about to
farmer.
That's Idaho. Yeah. That's Idaho.
Oh.
Oh, you're the
it
hoe?
Is.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Damn, it is Hang Idaho. On. We both just fucked up there.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Idaho.
That's for you, Kyle.
Thanks.
I don't know.
All right. You guys want to score this thing?
Yeah, let's
I don't
score
know
it. Hold
say.
On. There Wait, was, no. there was two no. pairs of titties.
There was two pairs
two
of titties.
Two pairs? I only seen one pair.
Oh, you're right. It was just the goth bitch.
Okay.
No. No, it was There's two.
Yeah, there was two.
Girlfriend and goth bitch.
Okay, but let's talk about the scene where she gets hit by the car.
Very
yeah,
cute.
That was awesome.
How the fuck
I
are
love
you
that
moving?
She's
like,
yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that
was
cute. Really cool.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about her almost kissing her dad.
That's
and calling her
up.
His king.
We've had enough incest for one day.
That's where all that queen king shit came from. My queen. My
oh,
king.
That's so
the people.
I hate
people
that
who
shit.
Have the like the
so
K
cringe.
Tattoo.
They wear Cookie
They're
Monster
like
pajamas in public.
Tattoo. They're like, this is my man.
Fucking lame.
I every time I hear that shit, I always think about Emo Eater. Stay away from my man.
That's my man.
That's my man. That's my baby. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's an old YouTube video. It was Stick'em. Huh? Stick Cam.
Oh, I haven't thought of them for a
me
long
either,
ass
dude.
Time.
But she was like, Emo Eater is my man. He's my baby. Stay away from my man.
See what lives in her mind.
He
rent
loves
free.
Me, and I love him. Something like that.
That's hilarious.
Tanner, give us a budget.
That's what I was doing.
Dog.
That's what I was waiting on.
So,
her budget was $4 million.
Tanner, put your shorts up.
No.
I mean,
nobody wants to
their
see
special
your butt
effects
cheeks.
Definitely what? Like show that.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I like the camera work on
the
this
camera
one.
Work was great. The gore on it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it, but they fucking didn't even touch 400,000.
It didn't get a release. Like literally,
no,
like
yeah.
this didn't even get a like actual DVD release in America. Like you couldn't go buy this at Walmart. Like literally, the only place I knew that had it was Family Video.
That's
and
right.
that's what's so crazy about it. So yeah. like even
it's
my Blu-ray,
one.
Like I had to import it from Australia. And Damn. I'm not even kidding. Like, and that's the only Blu-ray. No, there's another Blu-ray out, but it's only been released like twice. And it's such a shame because this movie's fucking good.
It's
as of year to date, they've made, this is going to fucking blow your guys' minds, but it's $359,000.
So sad, dude.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm like kind of like bummed out by it now because it was a good fucking movie.
I mean, this director wrote and directed it.
They did a really good
awesome.
Job.
And he's only done two movies.
Really?
It's such a shame. Yeah, he only did Devil's Candy and he's only done Loved Ones.
It
and
was
they're
a,
both so good.
It was a fucking 6-man cast too. That's it.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to look up some stats on this guy. I'm going to figure some shit out.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He needs to do some more work.
Well, you know,
get to
if
work,
you're,
idiot.
But if you're spending more than what you're making,
yeah,
it makes it really tough.
But I just,
for you
like,
to do shit like that,
it's let's, just crazy that like
that's fucking crazy though. That came out in 2009.
Let's call him out.
Well, 2012 in America.
Yeah.
Let's call him Kyle and say, hey, we got some locations, really good locations, better than your fucking prom. Come out and shoot a movie with us.
That'd be awesome.
If you're
actually.
Listening, dude, who knows? Maybe he's like listening right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about my movie.
Well, if he's listening
Get
right
at
now,
us.
He's
Did you know how
you.
Much I would love
Let's collab,
to like,
dog.
Go on Spotify and like find out somebody's talking about the Grim Vikings of Claudius?
Yeah,
that'd
be
so
badass.
Fucking cool.
Yeah, if you're listening,
yeah, that'd be amazing.
Get at us. Kyle and I have really good ideas.
Yes.
And we have a really good podcast that you're listening to right now. Get at us.
Shit.
We have really cool locations.
To be fair, you actually have two really good podcasts. So really.
True.
The word can be spread very easily.
True. But okay, let's score this bitch.
Scoring it.
Fun score. Let's go first.
Definitely a 9.
It's I'm gonna go fun. I'm gonna go 8.5.
Nice.
9.5.
Nice.
Shit. I think it's a 9 for me.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great time watching it. It was fucking, at first I was like, dude, fuck, dude. Like, what the fuck?
The and name.
It just went, dude, it was great.
The name didn't sell me. I was like, what the fuck are we going to get ready to watch?
Yeah, they didn't sell me at all. Yeah. And then the cover, like, yeah, it was fucking great. I'm going 9. Fuck it.
All right. Scary score. Scary score. Scary score.
This isn't a scary movie.
It's not scary.
So
I'll give it a 5.
It's going to make you wince.
It's disturbing. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
it's
yeah.
not scary.
It's cringy for sure.
No, you don't want to use that.
No. I don't fucking know.
Cringy, like, what I would consider cringy is like something bad. And I this isn't bad.
It's intense. Yeah. It is. The feelings that you get, like, when you watch it is pretty intense. So if we're going to base it, the scary score for me, that's how I'm going to view it, is like intense and like could be really painful.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'm going to say probably like an 8 for sure.
Okay, if we're doing disturbing and shit.
Yeah, disturbing. Like,
yeah, if we're doing it based off that, it's
you
definitely
shit your pants?
Changing.
No, I dropped her thing.
Oh, that's fine.
Disturbing score, yeah, for sure. Definitely an 8. 100%.
I'm going 9.
I'm going to go 9, too.
Wow.
That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, the incest
Kyle,
and the peeing,
the same
peeing in the milk was weird.
That was awesome.
But, all right, overall.
Overall, this gets an 8.5 for me.
Same. 8.5 for sure. That's what I had locked in my head. That's not drilled into. Mm.
I say an 8.5 for sure.
I'm going to go 9.
Damn,
I know.
Boy.
Yeah. Usually the like excess like filler shit pisses me off, but it was so good that didn't matter.
Right,
and it wasn't
minimal.
It was
very minimal.
No,
it was still
it wasn't
entertaining.
Bad.
Yeah.
It was just unneeded.
Yeah,
I think there was at least 2 to 5 scenes that didn't really need to be in there, but it wasn't longer than 10 minutes.
Right.
So, like, it didn't matter. It was just, like, a blimp on the radar.
Yeah. It was definitely great. It's collection worthy 100% if you can find it. Yeah. Or if you want to order from Australia, I guess.
Or if you
it's
just want to watch
Paramount
it on Paramount.
Plus.
So
Yeah.
For now. It's been on Netflix before. It's been on Shudder before. Now it's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, check it out. Give these people
Shudder
some
anymore?
Love, you know?
Yeah they definitely deserve
what?
It. They
is
did
it not
a great
on Shudder
job.
Anymore?
No, it's not. So... The movie I was actually going to pick isn't on Shudder anymore, so I was like, fuck, and it's not on anything. Because I'm dying to make you guys watch The Lovely Molly, and the only way we can watch it is my Blu-ray copy. So I can't do that right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, IMDb gave it like a 6-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't see how.
Way underrated for what it was, because they did a fucking amazing
job.
Honestly,
I wonder, like, I don't know. Some people's view on movies is like, what's,
I don't give
what's
a fuck
good.
About Rotten Tomatoes.
But
I don't give
it's
a fuck
like,
about IDM.
No, I mean, like, I like to see what they rate it. So that way, like, it's usually after I've watched it, though.
Right. But, like, it's...
Because then I'm like, fuck off.
This movie's not, like, it's not hard to digest. It's not, like, weird.
No, it's
like,
a quick
it's
watch.
Straight to the point, but, like, I just don't see how you can't like this movie. You know, like...
Yeah.
No, it was fucking good.
It's extremely likable. The acting's excellent.
Yeah.
Like, there's not one bad line of fucking acting in this, in my opinion.
No.
You know, we've already talked about camera work. The soundtrack's great. Like... Yeah. It's just fucking good.
Am I not pretty enough?
Yeah, that was fucked up, dude.
Just singing that when she's walking down. Like, dude, that's fucking awesome.
It was awesome, but it was so fucking...
What did she say? She's like, I'm going to kill your mother. I'm going to kill your mom.
I'm going to kill your girlfriend.
And
then I'm going to stab your mom in the heart.
No, I'm going to stab your girlfriend in the heart.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And I'm going to fucking shit my pants. Okay.
Just right. like you did
your pick.
Mine.
My pick?
Your pick.
We're going, I've been wanting to do this for a while. Okay. This is might be polarizing. We're going way back, baby. We're going to do the OG Frankenstein.
Wow. Okay.
Have you seen it, Tanner?
Never.
What?
Have you seen it, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah. I have a fucking burning passion for the old Universal monster movies.
Yeah, you've been trying to get me on them, so here we are.
They're beautiful, man. That's all they I'm gonna are. Say. Like you might absolutely hate it, Tanner. I don't know, but dude.
Oh, he's gonna hate it.
We'll find out next
they're
Friday.
They're so good, dude. They're so good. All right.
There is something I want to bring up on pod. So, I was telling you about like how I'm moving tomorrow and everything. So today, I go to pick up my couch.
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot about this.
Yeah, I wanted this to be told on podcast. So I go up to Newcastle, pick up my couch.
Mm-hmm.
Driving back, and I have everything strapped down good before I left.
Did
like
you
made
strap
sure.
it down, or did they?
Huh?
Did they strap it down, or did you?
Me.
Oh. You fucked up?
Hold on. You ruined it. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so I strap it down. I make sure everything's tight. I'm pulling on it. Nothing's moving. I'm like, perfect. Driving down three. Yeah. I look up in the fucking rearview mirror, and a piece of my fucking couch is about 15 feet up in the fucking air, sliding across it into the fucking median between the two lanes, and I'm like, God fucking damn it. So I pull off about 300 yards away. I start walking back, and I'm like, fuck, how am I going to get this motherfucker back there by myself?
Damn.
Shout out to the dude that pulled over and fucking helped me load it up in his truck just to pull up to the trailer and load it in.
We'll call Big Dick Jerry.
Because he's listening.
Big Dick Jerry,
well,
what up?
You never know. But funny part is, you think after all that chaos, the couch didn't even fucking break.
Good.
It's still in full tack, but the fucking stitching?
The fat, no.
R.I.P.
So the fabric is busted all the hell. So
yeah. There's no bueno.
So then...
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we might as well. We're here.
So then I get a call asking me or Anthony, because Tanner can't get the couch inside of his new place by himself. So Anthony's like, well, I'm staying here. So
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is out. I gotta squeeze it in.
So then I said, okay, I'll go and I'll help you with this couch. I fucking lift this couch with Tanner. We walk all around the yard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm carrying this couch. Tanner's carrying the couch. It's fucking wet, okay? Yep. It's wet outside. The couch is wet.
Yep.
My ass is wet.
And we're trying to get this couch in there. And then it's not going anywhere.
No.
We have tried every which way to get it through this door. It's not fucking going anywhere. And so then...
Take the legs off. Yeah. Take the door off.
Oh my God.
Still wouldn't fucking go in.
You took the door off and it wouldn't go in?
Still wouldn't go in.
I told you.
Did you guys turn it?
Yeah.
Dude, every fucking way it could have been turned, it was
turned.
Stood
up. Like, I mean, we have done all of the things.
Is your door...
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you right now.
You'll see tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you. It's kind of
fucked.
Right now.
It's not going through that window.
It's not going through. It's not.
Oh, I'll get it in.
You ain't getting it in.
Tomorrow it'll go in.
Where's it at? Just sitting outside?
Fuck yeah, I left it under the fucking, in the garage. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there right now. I don't even fucking care. I was like, dude, I was so fed up with it.
Tanner was
the goddamn, the couch flew off the fucking trailer, had to go get that. Then trying to get this fucking big ass piece in, and there's no way on either side to fucking do it.
I'm literally, I'm carrying this couch with Tanner, okay? And Tanner, like, we get to the front door to try to put it in, and Tanner's like,
because I'm fucking fuming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tanner, dude, really?
Oh, I was pissed. So
funny. And I was like, hey, pal, like, honestly, at this point, I think I can beat you in an arm wrestling match.
Oh, fuck. I don't.
But
yeah.
But anyway, I was just playing.
No,
but
I know.
Tanner was being, he was really frustrated and fuck, was really mad. And I was like, Tanner, he started yelling. I said, Tanner, I'm not going to fucking help you.
I wasn't yelling at anybody. I
no,
was just
you
yelling.
You were yelling.
No, I wasn't.
And I said,
he was yelling at the sky.
Yeah.
He was cursing God.
Tanner, if you're going to act this fucking way, watch me. Because I'm not helping you. I said, you're gonna lift this couch all by your goddamn self. He said, fine, watch me. And he starts trying to pull the couch like he's going to do it. I'm like, you fucking idiot. You're going to drag this couch.
I would have figured it out.
No, you wouldn't have.
Well, the only thing we didn't try that we need to try tomorrow is trying to get it through the front door
with
the legs off and the doors off.
That's
And if that doesn't work, fuck it. It's sitting outside.
We're cutting a hole
no,
in the wall.
You're just...
I'll take
I'm
the
telling
fucking
you
window
right
out.
Now.
I'll put it back in, too. I don't fucking care.
Yep. fucking shit.
I will waste the time.
I would windows are easy to take.
They
I
are.
Would literally
that's what I'm saying.
Watch you do that. I okay. would stand outside with a that's bucket so full funny. Of popcorn.
Windows are easy to pop
they're
out
held
and pop
screws.
Back in.
You take the trim off and it's like, bzz, 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 done. Pull the window out.
Yep.
Put it in. That's it. It's actually it's a lot fast. Easier than what you
oh,
think.
Oh, you guys are so cool.
Wow.
God.
Thanks. I'm play taking that outro.
I'm taking the windows out of our house next.
Hell yeah. Later, turds.
Yep, you love you guys.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
There ain't no shit.